Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. In this Doors song, you're hearing music history, or maybe I should say musical instrument history. Keyboardist Ray Manzarek is playing a Fender Rhodes electric piano. Now, when Riders on the Storm was recorded in 1970, the Rhodes was still new, but it would go on to become a staple in jazz, rock, pop, and R&B, largely because, with its own suitcase, it was portable. And for piano players, that was a revelation.
You go in a club or whatever, and you got to play whatever piece of crap is there. And that is a tremendous... A lot of pianists end up in loony bins because of that, I think.
This was the savior for these awful instruments that we knew weren't going to be in tune.
But if you brought your own Fender, you knew exactly what to expect every night. So it became like the guitar, a portable instrument. And you could pack up, you could do 2-3 gigs a night when you had that kind of flexibility.
Mine got a lot of use. I mean, when I got my first car, I had to make sure it was big enough at least to get the Rhodes in there.
That's a clip from the new documentary, Down the Rhodes, The Fender Rhodes Story. The film and an accompanying book are the work of Gerald McCauley and Benjamin Beauvais. Gerald McCauley joins me now from Los Angeles to talk about The Fender Rhodes. Welcome.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
In the documentary, if we stay with the Doors for a moment, we learn that their history with the Fender Rhodes goes back even further than that Riders on the Storm that we just heard a bit of. Tell us a little bit about how Ray Manzarek sort of came face-to-face with this instrument.
The band was looking for gigs in Los Angeles area, not really finding much work, but they went to a club in L.A., and they saw another band, as Ray described in the film, as a very slick band. And they had, you know, fancy amps, and all of the instruments were new. And sitting on top of a Vox Continental organ was this Fender Rhodes keyboard bass.
What year was this? We're talking, what, mid-60s, early 60s?
Yes, I think it was early 60s.
So by that point, the Rhodes electric piano already had a specific keyboard bass instrument. And that turns out, let's hear this clip from the documentary, because that turns out to be a kind of formative part of the Doors' sound.
But I saw this instrument, I thought, oh my God, it's a bass, you know? It is a bass. I can play the bass with my left hand, play all the keyboard parts with my right hand, chord changes and soloing, and that's going to work out just absolutely hunky-dory. And sure enough, that was the secret to the Doors. Man, when we kicked in, I said, all right, let's try Light My Fire. One, two, three, bah! Everyone went, whoa! It was like there was bottom. There was like cojones. There were balls to the Doors sound, and we all looked at each other and just smiled and said, we got it now. That's it.
The late Ray Manzarek, keyboard player of the Doors, from the Down the Rhodes documentary. He's also in the book, Down the Rhodes, The Fender Rhodes Story. Gerald McCauley, music producer and co-author of that book. So it's the early 60s. The Fender Rhodes has this keyboard bass thing that Ray finds, and that kind of, you know, crystallizes the sound of the Doors. But that's not what Harold Rhodes was initially out for, right? Tell us how this whole thing began.
Harold was in the U.S. Air Corps. It was before it was officially called the Air Force. And he would teach his fellow soldiers to convert their telephone numbers into melodies and simple chord accompaniments. And he would teach them how to play piano. And from there, after he would see soldiers coming back from Battle of the Bulge injured badly, he wanted to do something about it, and he thought that musical therapy would be great. So he would see, you know, scrap materials hanging from disabled warplanes, and he thought that, you know, he could make a piano-like instrument out of it and something small that you could put over a hospital bed. So the first rendition of the piano was actually called a xylet, and it had a bell-like sound.
That almost sounds like a toy piano where, you know, the keys are striking little metal bars inside the instrument. And I guess when musicians were first introduced to some of these Fender Rhodes electric pianos, that was what a lot of them, it seems like a lot of them had that reaction. Well, this is just a toy, right?
Well, absolutely. Once the rehabilitation program was through, Harold was trying to figure out what could he do with the knowledge that he acquired from the therapy program, and he wanted to make a piano, an electric piano, to launch into the public. So he made the pre-piano, but it was a crude piano, and there were flaws in it. So just many, many years later, after teaming up with Leo Fender, did he finally arrive at what we now know as the Fender Rhodes piano.
So that full-length keyboard is introduced in 1965. It's this strange, foreign, new thing. And how did musicians react? Well, listen to George Duke and Stanley Clark from the documentary Down the Rhodes.
There was this silver top Rhodes, 73 keys, when I joined the Don Ellis Big Band, which I think was right, like 1968. I was a really young guy, and I came down to L.A. and joined this band, and they had a piano, and they had this other thing, and I didn't know what it was. I was like, what is this? I thought it was a toy.
When I first saw this, I thought, you know what the first thought I had was like, Sun Ra will love this.
You know, it had this kind of, LeMay, I don't know what that thing was, like silver and sparkly, and this little keyboard, and I hit it, and, you know, and went plunk.
So, yeah, not a great initial reaction from people like George Duke and Stanley Clark. But then, Gerald, you get to Miles Davis, and he's really kind of the pivotal figure here, right?
Absolutely. Harold's relationship with Miles, he was the guy that actually popularized the Rhodes just because he would insist on the players playing it.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to change the sound and just evolve acoustic music into an electric world with Chick Corea, Herbie Hancock, and, of course, the late Joe Zawinul. I was told that Joe Zawinul introduced the piano to Miles, but I'm not sure.
We do know that Miles Davis introduced a very reluctant Herbie Hancock to the Fender Rhodes piano, basically forcing him to use what Herbie Hancock initially thought was a toy. And this is the result, a 1968 recording by Miles Davis called Stuff. Miles Davis. Stuff was recorded in 1968 with Herbie Hancock playing the Fender Rhodes, the topic of Gerald McCauley's book and documentary called Down the Rhodes, The Fender Rhodes Story. So Gerald, Herbie Hancock quite rightly says, it's not a piano, I play the piano. Miles Davis says, you're going to play it on this song. And then Herbie Hancock goes on and like becomes one of the chief proponents of this instrument.
Absolutely. Once he started playing it, he actually loved the sound and how warm it was. So I think that just through experimenting with it and playing it. Once players sat down and really played it for themselves, they found it quite unique. And I think, of course, the Rhodes allowed the pianist to venture further out and I think explore some new frontiers with music and how it's evolved.
And the Fender Rhodes would go on to become a real feature, not just in jazz, but in pop music, and especially even at the top of the pop charts. Gerald, I understand one of your favorite songs that features the Fender Rhodes is the Billy Joel song, Just the Way You Are. Is that right?
Yeah, well, I love that song. Of course, I love Billy Joel, and that was just a great, great recording and song that showcased the piano to voice element of how the instrument really works well with singers.
Let's hear a little bit, Just the Way You Are, from Billy Joel.
Don't go changing to try and please me. You never let me down before. Mm-hmm. Don't imagine you're too familiar, and I don't see you anymore. I would not leave you in times of trouble. We never could have come this far. Mm-hmm. I took the good times, I'll take the bad times. Take you just the way you are.
Billy Joel's first top 10 single from 1977, Just the Way You Are, and especially at the beginning of the song, it's basically just Billy Joel's voice and his Fender Rhodes electric piano. Now, Gerald, you were saying that that is one of your favorite songs that features this instrument, but it sounded like you were ready to go somewhere else, too.
Well, it's difficult to have a favorite song. I loved Stevie Wonder. He used the Rhodes heavily on all of his music. And, of course, Steely Dan. I think one of the great recordings of it sonically is Babylon Sisters.
Now, at some point, Gerald, synthesizers come in, and they kind of take over. And then, somewhat surprisingly, in the 90s, the Fender Rhodes has a bit of a revival.
There was a heavy resurgence with even bands like The Wallflowers, Counting Crows, of course, D'Angelo, Erykah Badu.
Right. In your book, D'Angelo says they took the top off of a Fender Rhodes and mic'd the metal, you know, the bell-like sounds inside to get the kind of xylophone effect that you hear at the beginning of his song, Africa. And that might actually be a good place to leave it. The book is called Down the Rhodes, The Fender Rhodes Story by Gerald McCauley, who's been with us, and Benjamin Bove. And the book includes a Blu-ray disc of the documentary of the same name. And so we'll wrap up with a little bit of D'Angelo in this song, Africa. But Gerald, it's a really unusual story and a surprisingly wide-ranging one. Thanks for sharing it with us today.
Thank you so much.